Late nights with Travis and Lowe's.
Lowe's, can I tell you a story, man?
Tell it to me.
Once there was this guy, and he was like, I want to listen to a podcast. You know what happened next?
Nah.
He listened to Lowe's and Trev Late Night Podcast.
I thought it was Late Nights with Trav and Lowe's.
Who cares, man? I'm just having fun.
All right. Welcome
to another Late Nights with Trav and Lowe's. My name is Trav. This is Lowe's right here. Lowe's has the story for us tonight, rather the content.
The content.
Topic. Whatever you got, man. Lay it on us. What do you got?
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
To give you a little context for where we are again in the cantina.
Uh-huh. But it's not like nice and warm and sunny like it used to be.
No.
Like the dark, deep winter is upon us.
It is cold.
And there's the gray walkers out there.
I have a hoodie, a beanie, a fluffy jacket.
We're huddled by the microphone.
Wool socks.
Just like huddling each other's, like brushing each other's beards for warmth.
And a heater pointed at my left kneecap.
Yep. Like my, yeah, right? My knee is like super warm, but the rest of me is so cold.
So I want to talk to you about the four foundational characteristics of a startup.
Dude, this is cool. All right, yeah.
You ready? After we establish a shared understanding for what that is, I'm going to talk about how we can turn ourselves into a startup.
Turn yourself into a startup?
Yes.
I like it. I like that. Yeah, it's good.
I'll tell you where this comes from. I've spent so much time trying to perfect my design craft, especially the crafting of digital experiences. In the past 2 weeks, I've made major changes to my diet and my lifestyle.
Mm.
And this is because I'm treating myself like a startup. I am designing the experience of what it's like to be in my body, of what it's like to be me. I want this experience to be world class.
Wow, dude, I'm inspired already.
Okay, so let's talk about what a startup, like the four characteristics of a startup.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So the four main characteristics of a startup are these. One, a startup has a vision.
Mm-hmm.
Two, a startup takes time.
Hmm. Okay, I won't interrupt you. I'll let you go where you're going, but I have something to say about that.
Okay. Three, a startup will try new things
uh-huh.
and subsequently fail.
Uh-huh.
And four, a startup plans.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
So now, did you make up this list, or is this like something from like the startup handbook or something?
I made up this list.
Okay.
Yeah. I made up this list.
Yeah.
I'm sure like someone else has like.
Yeah, there's a lot of literature about startups.
Yeah.
It's a good list, though. I'm not contradicting you.
Okay. So vision, it takes time, try new things and fail, and a startup has plans. I thought as mm-hmm. I was thinking and studying, everything else is somehow a branch of one of these.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's good.
So a vision for a startup. This is one of the most important parts of a startup. A vision helps the team stick together. A vision can create a team who believes in colonizing the moon, going to Mars, sending a rover to take pictures of the heart on Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A vision will help the team face the odds and make ideas like colonizing the moon a success.
Right. Okay. A vision is what carries you through when it gets hard.
Yes.
And it also what binds everybody's actions together.
Correct.
So you're not going to have, I mean, if you have a good, strong, shared vision in the company or the startup, you're not going to have people contributing outside of what that vision is to like, you know, bringing less than valuable results.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get everybody singing from the same music sheet.
Yes, that's right. The same hymn book. So a startup takes time. Startups and ideas are built day by day, slowly and methodically. Regardless of whether or not the startup gets explosive growth, like is so prevalent here in the Bay Area, it is still built day by day.
Mm-hmm.
A startup will understand this and will take the time they need to make their vision a success.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think what's interesting, I think you're going to get into this at the next point, is that time is a commodity to a startup.
Yeah.
That it's not about, like, yes, they will take the time to get it right, what you're mm-hmm. saying here, but they're not going to waste the time on things that are, like, tangentially related to what mm-hmm. their vision is. If they have that strong vision, they're going to use their time wisely, use it efficiently to get the results that they're actually looking for.
Mm-hmm. I lightly brush on that not this point, but the following one about talking about plans.
Okay, cool.
So failure and mm-hmm. trying, right? Okay, startups try and fail all the time. A startup or an established company that allows fear to settle into their company and culture are as good as dead.
That allow fear to settle in are as good as dead?
Yes.
Why? What's wrong with fear?
Fear cannot be the motivator or the driver.
Okay.
And here's why. I'll expand.
This goes back to the vision, I think, right?
Yeah, it goes back to the vision.
Okay, go ahead. Right?
When
expand.
Let me expand.
Expand it.
So fear. So when fear sets in, people tend to not be willing to try new things. And when they don't try new things, they become stale.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Here's an analogy for you. Imagine you have a ladder leaning against the wall, and your lifeblood depends on you climbing each rung until you reach the top. If you let fear set in while you climb the ladder, you will stall on a rung and not progress. Fear stifles forward momentum. Fear stifles creativity, and without creativity and failure, startups become stale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, you know, if you pay attention to, you know, the whole tech crunchy kind of like world, you know, mm-hmm. then you've seen and heard of 100,000 startups that this has happened to.
Yeah.
The new hotness gets like $1 billion valuation and whatever, and then in 6 months they can't figure out, or they're like trying the same thing and it's just not working, but they're still chasing it because of fear of actually trying to pivot, of actually trying to admit that they were wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In some cases, giving the money back.
Yeah, that's right. And you've said this prior a lot in podcasts, is just to nail the nail in the coffin, is that success is only reached by standing on a pile of your failures.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, plans. A startup plans, and here's why. A startup plans. Planning helps a startup create guidelines and goals for future decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Planning helps a startup exercise more control in a variety of situations. I love that part.
Exercise more control in a variety of situations?
Yeah, that planning allows startups to exercise more control.
Oh, that's interesting. Can you shed a little bit more light on, like, I have an idea of what that means to me, but what does it mean to you?
For example, if a company is a startup and this other, someone comes from wherever and says, hey, I want to fund you $100 million.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's not part of your vision, is to like take $100 million,
mm-hmm.
right? And so because you have a plan of how to make your vision a reality, you can exercise control in situations like these and say, no, I'm not going to take that money right now.
Right, it's the vision again, mm-hmm. and you have those principles that are guiding it.
Mm-hmm. Planning also helps startups quantify goals and establish a means of measuring success.
Mm-hmm.
Planning ensures that a coherent set of actions are implemented that remain consistent with the vision and priorities of the startup.
It keeps you like on the path.
Keeps you on the path.
Got it.
On the straight and narrow. Planning helps startups allocate limited resources, like staffing, materials, and what you were talking about earlier, time, in an orderly and systematic manner.
Yeah.
Right?
That's good.
So how do we become a startup now that we have that?
This is what I'm really interested in. This is the meat of the podcast.
This is the meat. Right. Now we're speaking the same English.
Yeah, right? The same English.
Okay, remember, as I mentioned earlier, in the last 2 weeks, I've made major changes to my diet and lifestyle. Why? Because I'm treating myself like a startup. What is my startup? I am designing the experience of what it's like to be in my body, of what it's like to be me. I want this experience to be world class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this is like, it's like time's a ticking, you know? And like every burger, every chip I grab, it's not what I want my body to be.
Okay.
Okay? I don't want to feel that way.
All right.
Right? It tastes so good, though.
So good.
Okay, so I've taken these four startup fundamentals and I've applied them to myself. So here we go. Vision. Imagine if you could choose what you wanted your mind and body to be like. Imagine that. Imagine if you had a choice.
Okay.
Okay.
I got a vision.
Okay. Now write down a few governing values for your mind and then do the same for your body. Okay, here are two governing values for my mind as an example. Number one, when my mind encounters something it doesn't know, take the steps necessary to know it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I like that.
Okay. Number two, expose my mind to experiences that will stretch and strengthen it.
And this is your ideal. This is the ideal way that you take care of your mental state.
Yes.
This is great, man. This is a good exercise for anyone.
For anyone.
Yeah.
Write down five that govern the the health of your mental state and the health of your body. Mm. So for my body, here's two that I've written down. Number one, give it the water it needs.
When I drink the 8 cups or whatever it is that you really need, like I just pee so much.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like a big old time suck because I'm like spend all day running to the toilet. I don't like it.
Yeah, that's true. However, you also have to stand more than we stand in a day because we're sitting and working.
You saying I pee so much because I'm not standing?
No. I'm saying that like because when you drink a lot of water, you have to go pee and thus you're standing, and standing helps blood flow and circulation.
Oh, I right? see. So like you're spinning like a positive on having to run to the bathroom.
It's self-perpetuating success for your body.
Right. It's also distracting.
Number two, give it the proper fuel. Fuel that is clean and is a catalyst for healing.
That's good.
Okay. So write down 5 governing rules for your state of your mind and 4 governing rules for the state of your body, right?
I need to do this. I'm going to do this.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. Time from the startup. Time. Understand and internalize the knowledge of time, especially the daily passing of it.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that it happens. Know and understand that for your vision to come true, it will happen daily. Time will pass daily. The days will be long and the years will be fast.
Okay, so you're saying about time that just be accepting of the fact that it moves, like just be zen about it?
Yeah, be zen that like it's you have a vision of what you want your mind and body to be like.
Uh-huh.
Right? And it's going to take a lot of time.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And accept it and understand it and acknowledge it.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Try and fail. Do not be afraid to try new things. Okay, here's why. You'll never know how the outcomes of different experiences will support your vision.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, don't be driven by fear. Be driven by learning.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
I like it.
Plan. And this is the last one. Without a plan, you will have the toughest time making the decisions needed to make your vision come true. Enough said.
Yeah.
Make sure you take the time at the beginning of each week to plan out your week. Make sure you take the end of each day to plan for tomorrow. Set yourself up for success.
Sometimes you make a plan for, you know, how to do something or get somewhere, right? Mm. I want to drive to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a plan.
You make that plan.
I'm going to look at the maps, right?
Mm.
Imagine if I tried to get there without ever making a plan. Or, you know, I mean, like, even if I make a plan, I might not make it.
That's true. Right?
But I'll have an adventure and I'll get there. Something will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's absolutely positive. I'm not going to make it if I don't make a plan.
That's right.
Like, I'm going to run out of food. I'm going to run out of water. I'm not going to get there at all. Like something will happen. You're going to die. You're going to die. Let's just be honest about this. You're going to die. No, but, you know, like, the plan, like, if you don't have a plan, come on. You got like, and so maybe you can talk a little bit about how you made your plan. Like, what are criteria of plan making? What motivated you to make certain aspects a part of your plan and leave certain things out? Like, just really, like, 2 minutes. Give me plan making skills right now.
Okay, so 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, I put on my pants. And
I like it so far.
And then I zipped my zipper up, and then I tried to button my button.
Uh huh.
And it couldn't button.
I just realized what that means.
And so what did I do? Like, I grabbed an elastic band and put it in the hole and then, like, stretched it so it would hold my button.
To be fair, you have a pregnant wife right now.
I do have a pregnant wife.
And you're eating for two.
I am eating for two. So I put on my pants, and all that the button could do is be in proximity to where it should be. And so I had to make a plan for that button to make it to its destination.
Right.
And so what did I do?
Yeah.
I set a plan. I said, okay, what am I not going to eat anymore?
Uh-huh.
And I wrote down a list of things I'm not going to eat. And then once I eliminated that, I was like, okay, what am I going to eat?
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote down a list of things that I am going to eat. And mm-hmm. then after that, there's this app that I have that kind of helps me. It's called the Fast Metabolism right app. And it helps me plan for all my meals for each day for the 7 days.
Okay. Right? So here, this is an interesting thing, is that your planning involved seeking knowledge from somebody who's more educated in the space than you are.
That's right.
So maybe it's reading a book, maybe it's like downloading the app or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever the source of knowledge is that, like, you realize that you needed help beyond your day-to-day knowledge or like ability to control it.
Correct.
So you're thinking like, okay, I'm going to go to a dietitian and have them actually plan my meals.
Yep.
And I think that's great. So
let me make a jump back to a startup.
Yeah.
If you are a founder of a company,
mm-hmm.
and there's a myriad of tasks that you need to do,
mm-hmm.
do them. If you're technical and you're not technical, if you're designery and you're not a designer, do the tasks and take stock at what you're weak at.
Mm-hmm.
And then go and find a consultant,
mm-hmm.
And then have them tell you how to do it, and then hire someone that can do that, or even extend an offer to the consultant.
And find the best one that you can.
Yes.
Right. Don't settle for second string because it's a little cheaper.
Correct.
This is the lifeblood of your startup. Like, your health is going to determine how long your startup lasts. Mm-hmm. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Are you running a 40-year game?
Yeah.
A 60-year game?
That's right.
90.
That's right.
And that depends on who you hire to plan your meals.
That's right. And so that takes care of like the body, right?
Yeah.
I kind of
yeah.
like set a plan, like a meal plan of like, this is what I'm going to eat. So when it comes to like at work, we've been having a lot of like catered events.
Yeah, it's the end of the year.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that I want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
However, I said I'm not going to eat them. It made it easy to not eat them because I had a plan in action.
You decided already.
I already decided.
Mm-hmm. So when the opportunity comes, you're like, oh, I already made that decision. It's not hard.
Correct.
I don't have to decide again.
Correct. And when it comes to my mind, I made a list of the books that I want to read,
mm-hmm.
that I know are going to be good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put them in my Amazon wish list, and I call my parents and I tell them, hey, for Christmas, feel free to get me one or two of these books.
Oh, cool.
I can get them myself. It'll be nice if you send them to me because it's a present from you and I don't want to waste your money and time. And I'm going to read that book.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Man, thanks. These are all good tips, man. I think like treating your body, not just your body, but like the things that you do,
mm-hmm.
the way that you spend your time, the way that you, you know, take care of your mind thinking of it as a company,
mm-hmm.
you know, like my goal is to produce something.
Yeah.
My goal is to get some shiz done.
Yeah.
Just the same way as a company does.
Yeah.
What works for them.
Yeah.
And the same principles will apply to me. I think this is great. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. And we have another review.
Oh. Reviews.
Reviews. This is number 28.
Thank you for sharing your reviews.
It's titled Muy Buen Podcast.
Muy Buen.
5 stars from Richard-CPD.
I love you, Richard.
And he says in his first sentence, inspirador sería la descripción perfecta. Let me translate.
Something about Travis is awesome and he has a beautiful voice.
He says inspiration would be the perfect description.
Oh, that's still good.
And then he says, every time that I listen to the podcast, I just get inspired. Keep it up, guys. Create peace emoticon.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
That's from
Richard.
Richard.
Richard, thank you so much for leaving a review.
Yeah. If you guys want to leave a review on the podcast, we appreciate that. And when we find them, we read them. So that's why we did that to Richard.
You can find us on Twitter at Trav and Los. You can find us on podcast app for iOS.
Yeah, Late Nights with Trav and Los on your favorite podcast app. We also have a Facebook page that we upload videos to every now and then, so check those out for extra content. And we have, what else we have? Travelos.com.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have a website.
We do have a website.
Look at that.
So you can look at all of our, we have like, what, 50 episodes now?
50, that's right.
Something like that, yeah. Oh, so anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the Flippity Flops.
Yes. Tierra de Cuba.